Wasilla's Maurice Mo Bailey was laid to rest today with full military honors at Fort Richardson National Cemetery. Bailey, who died of leukemia last week at age 71, was the force behind Veterans Aviation Outreach, a volunteer organization that assisted Alaska's military veterans with everything from free air transportation for medical care to moose meat giveaways. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer spoke with Bailey a couple of years ago as he was organizing a veterans aid flight to Southwest Alaska. Here is the archived version of that story.
Maurice Bailey is a pilot and an airplane mechanic. He's at Wasilla Airport on a clear August afternoon working on a derelict plane.
Shape and ready to go to work as an outreach plane. It was a beater.
Bailey is the force behind Veterans Aviation Outreach, a nonprofit he started about 3 years ago.
Outreach is to find veterans in Bush, Alaska, which we have probably at least 30,000 or better, to find them. Most of them are unaware of their benefits, and a lot of them are old and they do need their own benefits.
Bailey says many Alaska veterans, especially those that live in the bush, are underserved, and he decided to do something about it.
I ran into a couple of other guys that I was in Vietnam with 39 years ago, and they threw in with me, and we formed the Veterans Aviation Outreach.
Bailey uses his own plane to help veterans. Bailey's Piper Apache is a far cry from the one he's working on. The Piper gleams red, white, and blue in the midday sun. It's in perfect shape.
This is a very, very roomy airplane. That's some cargo. I take the seats out. If you look back in the window, you can see how much rooms are really in there.
And how many passengers?
It actually has six seats, but I usually only haul two people. With these seats removed, it's got way more room.
Bailey says most of the outreach's work is aimed at locating lost veterans and bringing them into what he calls the system. Bailey says he did several tours of duty in Vietnam, and now he's still flying for his buddies.
They are veterans, and we keep saying, leave no veteran behind. We've left a lot of them behind. We need to pick them up. It's really easy to put a stick on your car to support the troops. Well, they got some guys right here that need support right now. And they have been troops, and they've been good troops. They suited up and showed up. And now they're old, a lot of them are sick, and they need help.
With that, he turns back to his work, balancing a propeller on a friend's plane. I'm Ellen Lockyer.
Maurice Bailey died last week of leukemia. He was 71.